得ようとしているのか、そうしたことを考えて読んでみましょう。ではテキストに書きました芥川龍之介トロッコの冒頭を読んでみましょう。
小田原熱海間に軽便鉄道敷設の工事が始まったのは良平の8つの年だった。良平は毎日村外れその工事を見物に行った。工事をといったところが、ただトロッコで土を運搬する、それが面白さに見に行ったのである。トロッコの上には土工が2人、土を積んだ後ろに佇んでいる。トロッコは山を下るのだから人手を借りずに走ってくる。煽るように車台が動いたり、土工の斑点の裾がひらついたり、細い線路がしなったり。良平はそんな景色を眺めながら土工になりたいと思うことがある。せめては一度でも土工と一緒にトロッコへ乗りたいと思うこともある。
どうでしょう。話すように意味句ごとに塊で捉えて読めたでしょうか。アクセントはトロッコトロッコどちらでも構わないと思います。大切なのはこの冒頭、良平のトロッコへ乗りたいという気持ちでしょう。そこが聞こえてくるように、そこに向かって話すように、そこに至るまでの意味句を意味通りのイントネーションで伝えていくということが大切です。言葉力アップ、今日は朗読の第一歩の1回目、話すようにイントネーションで読むをお送りしました。担当は日本語センターの高橋敦幸でした。
Hello, everyone. This is the NHK World Radio Japan program, Easy Japanese. This is the program for those who want to start learning Japanese or for those who would like to know more about Japanese culture. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto. Currently, I work as an English news presenter for NHK Radio Japan and NHK World TV. Starting a new language brings new possibilities.Through our Japanese lessons, I hope that you can enjoy studying Japanese in a fun-filled way.
Hello, my name is Jeff Otto. I'm an American from the state of South Dakota. Now, I am a high school English teacher living in Kawagoe City. I'm looking forward to helping you learn Japanese to further advance your enjoyment and appreciation of this great culture.
Starting something new is always very exciting, isn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely, I agree.
By the way, why are you interested in learning Japanese? Is it because you like Japanese anime, perhaps? Or because Japanese is useful for your work?
Well, whatever your reason, in this program, we hope we can help you by providing lessons that are fun and easy to understand.
There'll be 50 lessons altogether. We'll be presenting lots of expressions that you'll find useful in a wide variety of both business and private situations. We'll be joined by the main character, Mr. Kuong. And here he is, right now.
Kuong です。一人で勉強するのって根気がいりますよね。でもくじけないで。
Hello, everybody. My name's Kuong. As I know from personal experience, you need determination to study on your own. But don't give up. You have many friends around the world who will be studying with you, listening to Radio Japan. So let's do our best to learn together.
Mr. Kuong is a 25-year-old Vietnamese. In Vietnam, he was working for an overseas-affiliated company of a Japanese electrical appliances manufacturer.After being assigned to the company's headquarters in Tokyo, he came to Japan this March for the first time. His colleagues at the Tokyo headquarters of ABC Electric are waiting to welcome him.
Miss Yamada from the same sales group will be acting as Mr. Kuong's guide to the Japanese way of doing business.
Kuong-san が会社に馴染めるかどうかは私にかかっています。
Whether or not Mr. Kuong will be able to adapt himself to living and working in Japan depends a great deal on me. So a lot rides on my shoulders, but I'll do my best to coach him kindly but strictly.
Now, we'd like to introduce Atsushi Mori, the supervisor for this series.
Mr. Mori has been involved in studies at the National Institute for Japanese Language and several universities.
曖昧を好む日本人、これが日本人の言語行動にも大きな影響を与えています。例えば、日本人は天気の話が好きだと聞いたことがありませんか？暑いですね。
It's often said that the Japanese like ambiguity, and it's true that ambiguity greatly affects the language behavior of the Japanese. For example, you may have heard that we like talking about the weather. Japanese greetings often begin with phrases like, "It's hot, isn't it?"It's a nice morning, isn't it? And it looks like rain, doesn't it? There are several possible factors behind this tendency. One is that Japan has four distinct seasons. Another is the fact that we're traditionally an agricultural people, so since ancient times, daily life has been greatly affected by the weather. But I also believe that the concept of the Japanese like ambiguity is a factor. At the start of a conversation,We try to avoid any topics which might impinge on the other person's privacy all of a sudden. Talking about the weather is so safe that you don't have to worry about making the other person feel uncomfortable.
Now we'd like to briefly explain the sounds of the Japanese language.
The basic syllabic letters of Japanese are called kana, and there are 46 of them in all.
Kana are phonograms, so each one represents one sound. Apart from a few exceptions, all you need to do is to pronounce each syllable as it is written in kana.
So, let's do our best to remember them.
First, there are the five vowel sounds.A, I, U, E, O. Let's practice speaking them together using this rhythm.
A, I, U, E, O. A, I, U, E, O.
We call this the A column of the kana syllabary.
Next is the ka column with the vowels in the same order.
Ka, ki, ku, ke, koかきくけこ
Next, we have the sa column. Note that the second kana is pronounced shi and not si.
さしすせそさしすせそ
Next is the ta column. This is a little more difficult because it includes two irregular syllables.Pronounced chi, not ti, and tsu, not pronounced tu.
Ta chi tsu te to. たちつてと。
Next is the na column. Nothing difficult here.
なにぬねの、なにぬねの。
Next, we go on to the ha column. Note that we say fu rather than hu.
Ha hi fu he ho. Ha hi fu he ho.
The ma column is next.
Ma mi mu me mo. Ma mi mu me mo.
Next is the ya column, which consists of only three sounds.
Ya, yu, yo. Ya, yu, yo.
Next is the la column.
La, di, ru, de, ro. La, di, ru, de, ro.
We're almost at the end now. The wa column has only two sounds.
わ、お、わ、お。
And finally, like a full stop at the end of the Japanese syllabary, we have
ん、ん。
We've practiced the 46 syllables of the kana syllabary. Some of you may have noticed that the sound o appeared twice. One is o in the a column, and the other is o in the wa column. The one in the wa column is used as a particle to indicate the object of a verb and is written differently.
The Japanese syllabary, written in the hiragana style, is included in the textbook and on our homepage.So please check it whenever you practice.
We hope you enjoy learning Japanese with us.
In lesson one, Mr. Kuong will go to work in Tokyo for the first time, kicking off his life in Japan. Please look forward to that and see you next week.
Sayonara!